This week on Minnesota Native News, the permitting process for the Line 3 oil pipeline replacement project is moving forward, and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The permitting process for the Line 3 oil pipeline replacement project has moved a few steps forward this past week. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the story.
On Monday, May 15th, the Minnesota Department of Commerce released the draft environmental impact statement for the Line 3 oil pipeline replacement project. That was 6 weeks after the initial deadline, and it kicked off the next stage in the pipeline's review process. The Native-led environmental group Honor the Earth had requested an extension of the review process, given the delayed release of the report. Winona LaDuke is the executive director of Honor the Earth.
A lot of people are, you know, just kind of trying to understand that process of the Public Utilities Commission, and so we did petition for more time for individuals if they wanted to intervene.
A number of new parties have applied to be what they call interveners, meaning they can officially participate in the regulatory hearing process. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa applied.
Yeah, they have a very significant stake, both in the fact that the company has not cleaned up the old pipeline and in the fact that the new line will affect the treaty territories that surround them.
The state's administrative law judge, Ann O'Reilly, finalized the public comment process and a schedule of public meetings on the draft environmental impact statement. According to her orders, the Minnesota Department of Commerce will host 22 meetings over 16 days in towns along the proposed pipeline routes. The first one is in McGregor on June 6th, and the final meeting is in Bemidji on June 22nd. The Department of Commerce will accept written public comments through July 10th. A final decision on the Enbridge Company's Line 3 replacement project isn't expected until spring of 2018. As for Honor the Earth, Winona LaDuke says the group will be active inside and outside the official permitting process. Representatives from the group recently traveled with jingle dress dancers to the Enbridge Corporate Shareholder Meeting in Alberta, Canada.
We're joined by people from the tar sands region, a lot of local communities that are very concerned about the pipeline. And we prayed and we danced.
LaDuke says she feels strongly that there is a chance here to protect the water and stop this pipeline from being built.
I think there is a very good chance that Line 3 will not happen, but we will have to work very hard all together.
For now, the formal process continues, along with community activities to bring attention to the environment and stop the pipeline. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The reservation of the Red Lake Band of Ojibwe includes half of the body of water called Red Lake. The 1889 treaty that defines the borders of the reservation cuts the actual lake in half, but this has always been controversial. And now a small grassroots group of Red Lakers are beginning the work to reclaim the whole lake as tribal land.
Red Lakers believe that the map that defines the borders right now was altered and fabricated after negotiations.
George Spears is a citizen of the Red Lake Band of Ojibwe and an organizer of Red Lake Action, the grassroots group working to reclaim the lake. He says archives show that the Red Lake chiefs who negotiated the 1889 treaty never thought of the lake as two separate bodies. And, he says, there's no map included in the 1889 treaty documents, which is strange. Spears says some tribal members are very interested in working to reclaim what he calls Northern Red Lake. The question is, could they win Northern Red Lake if it went to the courts?
And that's the big question that Red Lake Tribal Council and Red Lakers have been struggling with, is that we do have evidence to prove that it was taken, but is it enough evidence?
For now, Spears says he'll continue to try to mobilize Red Lakers to push the issue forward. President Trump recently signed an executive order that could potentially revoke monument status to a number of sites around the country. The most recent designated site is the 1.3 million acre Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. Former Fond du Lac Tribal Chairwoman Karen Diver was part of the Obama administration during the designation process. She says she is annoyed by Trump's announcement to reconsider the Bears Ears Monument status.
It was a very moderate approach. You know, it really found the win-win in terms of tribes, outdoor enthusiasts, conservationists, archaeologists, and the needs of the state.
She says designating areas like Bears Ears for conservation helps mitigate the destructive practices in other places. This is Minnesota Native News.